Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Stephen Moore being back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 11 years now, and we followed him wherever he goes because he's a great mind. Steve is now the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, and that's a fairly recent position for him, and I'm excited that he's over there. The Heritage Foundation is a great organization. Steve is the author or co-author of a couple of dozen books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. The new book, which he co-authored with three other guys, including Art Laffer, is an inquiry into the nature and causes of wealth of states. He's our good friend Steve Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you. And by the way, I have to do a shout-out. You know, one of my dear friends, one of the great American entrepreneurs of the last 25 years, died on Tuesday. In fact, right now I'm driving to his funeral. He's a guy by the name of Rick Sharpe. You know Richard Sharpe? Do you know who he was? Richard Sharpe was the CEO who started Circuit City. Remember Circuit City in the 80s and 90s? It was the number one retail store in America. He took that company from $100 million of sales to $10 billion in sales.
Wow.
Then after turning around Circuit City, now I'm not done yet, Jim, you won't believe this story. Then after starting Circuit City, he started CarMax, you know, the nationwide used car, which turned into a $7 billion company.
Right.
Then he started Crocs Shoes, you know, the red and blue and green shoes that everybody's wearing.
Yep.
That turned into a billion-dollar company. And he started an engineering firm that was a $20 billion. This is a man who truly, you know, and I was thinking about him in the context of your show, Jim, because you celebrate the entrepreneur, right? That's
every
what
day.
Your show is all about. He is one of the great entrepreneurs of the last 50 years. Richmond, Virginia, created hundreds of thousands of jobs for Americans around the country. You know what? And he got rich doing it. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. That's the American dream.
That's exactly right. How old was he?
He was 72 years old, a great, great conservative, believed in the free enterprise system, gave a lot of his money to school reform and to trying to reinstate the free enterprise system. And when I talked to him a few months ago before he died, he was saying he was so concerned about our country, Jim. He said, what is wrong with getting rich in this country? What, you know, why are we trying to kill the goose that lays the golden eggs, which is the free
enterprise?
That's
exactly right. If you're an entrepreneur, well, I'm glad you brought him up. I'm glad you mentioned his name. We celebrate people like that. One of my heroes died on Tuesday as well, Mike Menzies. One of the, you may have met Mike at some point in time. One of the great community bankers.
Yep.
Mike is a dear friend of mine, and I'm just heartbroken about it. Folks, you know Mike. Mike's been a member of my Brain Trust for 16 years, and I'm going to talk to you about him next week a little bit. But I'll tell you, Steve, 72 and 67 are way too young to lose people like that because we need those voices. Steve, if we're going to take back America from Washington, and that's what we do, that's what we must do. It's got to come from people like Mr. Sharpe. It's got to come from people like Mike Menzies. It's got to come from the states. It's got to come from the grassroots. And that's what your new book's all about, isn't it?
It is. You know, we look way too much to Washington to solve our problems. And Washington makes our problems worse, Jim. And, you know,
there's no question.
We talk about the economy, we got the lousy number yesterday, 3% reduction in GDP.
Unbelievable.
You know, that's a horrible number. You know, it's interesting because it's only some states that are shrinking. The northeastern states like New York and Connecticut and my home state of Illinois and California and Rhode Island and states like that are just getting crushed. But, you know, then you look at other states like Texas and Tennessee and Florida and and North Dakota and Utah and Arizona, those states are booming. And what's the difference? And that's what our book is about, that these states like Texas and Tennessee and Arizona, those are states that are pro-growth. They are cutting tax rates. They are pro-right to work. They are allowing the drilling boom to go forward. They're allowing businesses to expand.
And we're going to talk about some of those reasons, folks, why the states have got to become the true incubators of the solutions that America is going to have to adopt in order to survive and to thrive into the rest of this century. This book is a playbook. This book is a playbook for that solution, for developing those solutions. And we're going to be right back after these messages and identify some, break this down for you in the way Steve and his co-authors have done. Right back after these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And I wouldn't be
doggone. Hey. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.